Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Each day, we enjoy the blessings of living in a free nation. We speak our minds without fear of censorship. We gather freely to worship, and we enjoy the blessings of prosperity. This year marks 250 years of freedom in America. As we reflect on our history, we must recognize that our freedoms come with a price tag. From the Revolutionary War to modern-day conflicts, many have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This coming Monday, Memorial Day, provides us with an opportunity to reflect on our freedoms and to remember those who gave their lives for our nation. While many simply enjoy Memorial Day as a day off work and a chance to grill, we ought also to consider the solemnity behind this day. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, honor, and gratitude. We must remember the sacrifices that make our way of life possible. Looking back on our past provides us with the framework to view the present and the future. Many communities host Memorial Day ceremonies that provide an opportunity for us to reflect on the heroic sacrifices that many men and women have made for our nation. These ceremonies provide a simple but meaningful way for families to reflect on our past and to teach the next generation to reverence and appreciate the sacrifices of our service members. Before firing up the grill or starting on yard work, take time to remember these sacrifices and make sure to include your family in these solemn moments of remembrance. As we reflect on our past, Memorial Day also provides us with the opportunity to honor those who have sacrificed for our country. Whether or not we agree with a specific war or conflict, we should honor the individual soldiers who gave their lives for our freedoms. Additionally, we should honor their families and friends who are suffering their loss. While Memorial Day is specifically set aside to remember fallen soldiers, it also reminds us to honor and pray for active duty service members and to support their families while they are away. Remembrance and honor leads us to gratitude. Although America may not be exactly what we want it to be, we should be thankful for the many blessings we enjoy because of the sacrifices of others. Beyond our gratitude for our military heroes, we should also be thankful to God. Ultimately, He is the one who has provided for us to live in a free nation. Additionally, He is the one who has provided us with the perfect example of sacrifice. The selfless sacrifices of our service members point us to an even greater and more beautiful sacrifice, one of eternal significance, the death of our Savior, Jesus Christ. His death for our sins demonstrates the type of life that each of us should live, one of dedication, obedience, and willing sacrifice. This Memorial Day and every day, we should thank God not only for our nation and the sacrifices of our heroic soldiers, but most importantly, for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that gives us spiritual freedom. A day of remembrance, honor, and gratitude leads us to a probing question. Are we living worthy of the sacrifices that have been made on our behalf? Our way of life comes at an incalculable cost. Are we using this gift of freedom well? Ephesians 5:16 commands us to make the best use of our time because the days are evil. Each day of freedom is a gift. Are we using it well? Some in America have had their freedoms stripped away. Many parents fight for the right to simply know what their children are being taught in school. Other Americans have faced censorship and lawsuits for exercising their religious freedoms. In many states, including Wisconsin, the unborn have lost their freedom to simply live. Are we willing to lose our freedoms to fight for theirs? If we are truly grateful for the sacrifices that have been made for us, we will live intentionally. We must focus our lives on matters of eternal value, investing in our families, encouraging believers, fighting for truth, and sharing the gospel. The best way to honor our fallen soldiers this Memorial Day is to use the freedoms they have given us well. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner wishing you a Memorial Day filled with remembrance, honor, and gratitude, and reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.